Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like I run away from it.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
You just have the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith, and international co-host.
Hail, from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
All right, people, I don't know what the fuck is going on. What the fuck is going on? But I think, since this is such a controversial show today, that, some bitches are trying to sabotage me. But I got something for them. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So, today is, what the fuck is the planet, you know what I'm saying, coming to? And I actually had a lot of things on the ballot there to talk about and bring up. And, think we got connection, people. And that's what we're getting into today, Operation Paperclip. If y'all don't know about that, MK Ultra, all that kind of government conspiracy type shit, you know what I'm saying? CIA conspiracy, you know, and all that kind of shit, Illuminati talking, man. All that kind of shit, you know? Okay. What the hell? Okay. Right. Watching some nerds on TV and, lost my interest, my appetite. Alrighty then. And, last time I tried to do this show, I tried to do the Willie Lynch letter of, 1712 and, they sabotaged me for about shit, I don't know, a month or so, you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't even do the show. So not surprised that's what's going on right now. And, see, talking about, no such thing as Blog Talk Radio, and, I'll buy that for a dollar, because, I'll buy that for a dollar. But, we got a lot of people supposed to be calling in and coming through to share some good information. Yesterday's show, you know what I'm saying, we was all up on the, talking about tasers, how people getting tasered and shit, and then, motherfuckers in New Orleans lost their guns and shit, you know what I'm saying? In times it's getting a little wickety-wackety, you know what I'm saying? If you let it, you know, like I say, you better live for yourself, you know what I'm saying, before you keep worrying about somebody else. But it does make for interesting conversation. And, So, that's why it actually gets brought up. I don't know what the fuck is going on with my internet connection. Everything else comes up but Blog Talk Radio. Nutty news and, everything else comes up besides Blog Talk Radio. So, I don't know the biz behind that, but I do know they're trying to ruin my shit. You know what I'm saying? But I got a little trick. Trick up my sleeve for all that, Gotta trick up my motherfucking sleeve. I don't know what it is yet, but, So what I'm gonna do is, y'all gonna have to listen to the ghetto style music while I, get this shit right. How about that? You know what I'm saying? You're live on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize, one of the most controversial motherfucking shows on the internet, on and off the internet. You know what I'm saying? It's the most controversial show right here. And we live up to his name. And, yeah. So, until top of the hour, man. Top of the hour, you know what I'm saying? We get into the nutty news. Y'all sit back and check this out.
Magnet, what's next? When I'm looked up in the side of the scene, FGS boy, hold on.
Trying to get in this shit, man. I know it's a blog talk thing because I'm on every other page. I can get into every other thing, all of my emails, fucking MySpace and everything else. So what I'm going to do here, let's see if we can go to exact.com. And let's see if that comes up. Yeah, so, I mean, I know it's definitely a blog talk thing, and, but it's all good, so, got a way around that, you know what I'm saying? Let me sign into my other little shit here. You might have me locked down, but fuck you son of a bitch. Right, let's use this. This be a number. Oh, okay. And it should be okay. I'm gonna want to change my username and number. Okay, where is my boop boop boo doo boop be doo? Where's my chat room at? Yeah. Exact.com. DJ Smith. Oh, no, it's, Smelly's Homie Hangout. Where the hell is that? Let's find that.
So what I'm going to do is actually use the exact chat. Bam, there it go. And, swing. Yeah, there we go. And, alright, let's see what happens. I'm going to use exact chat, you know what I'm saying? And let me see who's on line over here, if anybody's online. Let me see something real quick. I got a live radio tab. I don't think, yeah, they done fucked up the radio tab. You used to be able to listen to the damn show straight off of the fucking exact chat, but not now. Let me see something. Hello? All right, trying to see if anybody's on. Well, if anybody might happen to be, you know what I'm saying, chilling in the chat, you know what I'm saying, on the bridge, go to exact.com, and or if you're on my front page, just go into the little chat room down at the bottom and use that, you know what I'm saying, to holler at me. And then we can shit, do what we got to do from there. Y'all know I kicks my game. You can't stop the motherfucking hustle. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking hustle. Yeah. Yeah. So, I do see all this other shit is pulling up. So, yeah, it's definitely a, it is definitely, yeah, they're definitely trying to pull a, let's see here. This website does not supply identity information. Website's not encrypted. What the fuck does that mean? You visited this website before? Hell yeah. Well, check this out, people. Let me play another song real quick. And then, since this is a Wing It Wednesday, goddammit. We stay Wing It Wednesday. Yeah, they making a motherfucker wing this shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. I do's maintains. This is what I do. And let me see if I can find old Nosh, Q Nosh. And hit y'all up with some of that flavor. Oh, I got a new program too, man. I got this new Renoise. Shout out to my co-host, you know what I'm saying, for hooking me up with that info. I got the Renoise and I got the, what the hell is it? Alberton? What the hell? Let me turn this damn TV off, people. I don't know what the I'm watching. What the? God damn. How the hell are you on Tales from the Dark Side? I don't even know how to down this shit. Yes, people, I'm watching a little boob-tube. I know. All righty then. Play a little dirty game up in this motherfucking air. You know what I mean? All right, come right back at you, people. Get this shit right.
I'm shining, and I'm banging, and I'm trapping, and I'm leaving. that's a motherfucking dirty game right there, you know what I'm saying, doing that. Put that dick up in you, girl. Put that dick up in you, you know what I'm saying? Ah, man. Okay. Damn, kick nigga in the nuts again. You watching that? He took the ticket. Y'all wild, man. Better breathe easy, you know what I'm saying? Let's breathe easy real quick, people, because I'm from the street.
Tell y'all, check this shit on out, man. Since a motherfucker want to do me like that, right? This is how we handle the shit like this here. I go ahead and go back out to this. Go over here to this. And I go in here to this. And then I look around for my shit. Open up, mother... Oh, sorry about that, people. Yeah. And then I go down to... Damn, I got a lot more sound bites. There we go. Goddamn right. Fucking right, people. Shit. Get my shit fucking rolling. Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow. Digga, digga, da, da, da. Goddamn right. Play my shit. All right, fuck it. We still got porn music. You know what I'm saying? In the background. Shouts out to Miss Mouth, a.k.a., you know what I'm saying, Miss Buffy out there sent me a new single called Bitches Making Fetty. And I actually want to check that shit out. Yeah, add that to the old listen to list. There we go. Bitches Making Fetty. Add that to the list. Well, a little snippet of that. It's only a minute and a half. Check that out. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, a lot of people on this right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to waste the energy talking about this time. Do 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 do. All right, so let me read a little something to y'all, man. You know, share a little something with y'all. Trying to pull this little article up. And then I'm going to still do nothing news and everything. You know what I'm saying? Just won't be, only thing is, right about now, man, if y'all want to interact with me, you got to go to, click on my external chat. I got another chat room. And, that I'm actually operating in. So, if y'all go over there, y'all can connect with me. You know what I'm saying? It's, DJ Smell So Good's Homie Hangout. And I don't know why the fuck I made it that damn long, but, yeah. I know I need to shorten that song, bitch, because shit. But I can't. Right. Yeah. So, fuck it. In fact, let me see if I can. Dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it. All right. Well, anyway, like yesterday we was covering, let's see, Operation Paperclip, I had that. And then I was wanted to share this with everybody out there, but guess we can't do that. And this was on Help Each Other. Help Each Other .us. And it's got a part on there. This is, you got a whole bunch of stuff on here. This goes from Bush, you know what I'm saying, the financial meltdown, Alan Greenspan, Israel, CIA secrets, MK Ultra, and that was what I'm talking about, too, vaccines, shadow government. Let's find out who runs America. How about that? Let's figure that one out. Banks and banking. God damn it. Fucking right. The Federal Reserve banking system. Goddamn right, you know. This is a book set up, okay. And the book, Secrets of the Federal Reserve. Both books, which may have sent many people scurrying for cover and has caused a barrage of misleading information, which in itself has only served to give even more credence and credit to what Eustace Mullen says about the subject of the matter. See if we can find something tangible. I think all these are just books and shit. Secret Society, The New Age, and the Illuminati. Who is running America? Well, let's see. Who is running America? Under the doctrine of Perus Patri. P-A-R-E-U-S, P-A-T-R-I-A-E, government as parent. As a result of the manipulated bankruptcy of the United States of America in 1930, all the assets of the American people, their person, in
of our country itself are held by the Depository Trust Corporation at 555 Water Street, New York, New York, secured by UCC commercial liens, which are then monetized as debt money by the Federal Reserve. And it may interest you to know that under the umbrella of the Depository Trust Corporation lies the Federal Reserve Corporation and the American Bar Association, yes, the legal arm of the banking interest. Now you know who's running America. You might want to take exception to the name on the marquee at the entrance to 55 Water Street. Tower of Power. Right. And you got another couple of other things to think about. Who owns the media and the news you're fed? Guess who? An independent press? Yeah, right. Imagine that. Did you ever hear of the Independent Treasury Act of 1921? Most people say no. The Independent Treasury Act of 1921 suspended the de jure, meaning by right of legal establishment. Right. So the Treasury Department of the United States government. Right. So our Congress turned the Treasury Department over to a private corporation, the Federal Reserve and their agents, and the bulk of the ownership of the Federal Reserve System, a very well kept secret from the American citizen. Yeah. You know that, is held by these banking interests. Right. So you keep hearing bank here, people. Okay. Guess who's at the top? And let's see how many you got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so you have the Rothschild Bank of London. Bitches making fetty. Miss Mount Freestyle. Black boy. We reppin' from Duval today. No. Gunshot say bitch.
Motherfuckers mad cause the pussy icy. The bank trying to motherfucking wipe me.
Such a shame.
These niggas lame. I'm the Superman. Lowest lane, slower money bag, you stacking paper slow. I talk a lot of shit, cause I can back it whole. Yeah, now rolling on me from hoes. Tipsy off the rosé, styling on me from hoes. Like men, how I like the liquor. I see with the neck rolls. Breaking rules, got the beaver, killing all these rap hoes. Why niggas steady trapping, they call it hood rich. Little diamond princess. I think I'm Trina Big. I'm Tyra B. I think I'm Heidi Klum. Anywhere, I'm not the trillest bitch in the room. Eating real good. Kelly Price, run with a gang of hoes. I think I'm Heidi Price. These bitches making steady. Got niggas acting petty. Run the cash, then we throw the pussy like a lady. And fuck you niggas, mouth throw the pussy when she's ready. She is mad cause they see the girl does heavy. The girl does heavy.
That's Miss Mouth right there, a little freestyle, trying to do what she do. I see you got. All right. I whooped that with that motherfucking stick. Oh, you should have whooped that with that stick. It's a little late now. He's getting his ass whooped. Right. And you come up on somebody getting his ass whooped, and you run away. All right, people. If you ever see somebody, okay, she's out. Okay. All right, anyways, I'm still pissed off, people. Blog Talk has pulled a lubu on me. Has pulled a real lubu on me. And, let's find out what happens. Then we're going to get back into this Federal Reserve shit. Yeah, they pulled the draw. Okay. Hmm.
hell no. Fucking nerds. All right, people. Get my porn music back on, man. I'm just, this is a disappointing day. The damn Blog Talk has sabotaged my shit. But it's okay. You sons of bitches. Because I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way. Get around, you sons of bitches. And keep reading my motherfucking shit. Sorry to all of you all in the, yeah, man, that's, catching this on whenever the hell you catching this.
Hey, brother!
Oh, shit! See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
What happened, brother?
Man, goddamn Blog Talk has pulled a goofy bone on me, man. A real fuck-up of the day.
Why? What happened?
Well, you know, because you see the title of the show, Operation Paperclip.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's a real controversial CIA, you know, because that's what I'm talking about, CIA and all this old cover-up shit. Every single time I do a show like that and I pre-schedule it, it always I can't even log. I mean, I'm into everything else. Like, if you own Blog Talk and you on my show page, if you go down to the bottom, you see my little external chat?
Yeah.
I got another little chat room. Well, you can see me in there. But I can't get in the Blog Talk. So I can only use that chat room. I can't do nothing. I mean, I'm using shit, my own music, you know what I'm saying?
You mean that little chat room in the bottom where it says, "Do you smell me?"
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, I just turned on your chat room right now.
Yeah, I'm saying I can't get into Blog Talk, period.
Okay. Well, let me add Cyanide real quick and whoever's in the 425.
That's Angel.
Heavenly Angel. There you go.
Ooh,
oh,
Heavenly
shit, damn,
Angel.
Y'all been sitting there here because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Well, Goofy Bone to the rescue, people.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yay.
One thing about Goofy Bone, even though Blog Talk Radio always fucks us, Goofy Bone always fucks them right back, too. So just remember that shit.
You forgot to beam us in.
Oh, well. Yeah, there you go.
How you going to beam us in?
I think Goofy has the switchboard by now.
Yeah.
So he could play the sample.
Yeah, so I'm fucked up. Well, I'll tell you what. God damn it. Where am I being at? There you go. Shit. I'm ghetto with mine, god damn it. I got the fucking...
Did I make it in?
Beam. Shit.
Yes, you did. Salamo.
Okay.
Mudamaker.
Fucking Mudamaker.
Damn it, man. I'm telling you, people, they really got me, you know, balls against the walls right now, people.
That's
balls.
Terrible, man.
That's a good
what,
feeling, isn't it?
What's the problem? You don't have internet or you can't open
the
switchboard?
Shit, you can talk to me on the exact chat, but they won't let me log into Blog Talk Radio. I done used all three browsers. From Mozilla to Internet Explorer to Avant, and all three of them pull up to tell my the server's too busy, and we got a problem with this. What the fuck, ever, man?
That's strange. I could log in.
That's
pretty terrible.
Sure.
Boo!
Boo!
Fuck it, man.
I'm out and about, so I can't log in. Yeah, but I've been listening since you opened up.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to ramble on in this motherfucker till somebody goddamn come to the rescue. Shit.
Hey,
you watch this BoobTube, you said.
I didn't mean to jump ship, but, you know, I had to motherfucking save a homeboy because, motherfucker, you always got your chat room up and shit. Once you disabled, it's like a homeboy's got to help a homeboy. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Be the rescue.
Be sat down. That's why I share all my information when it comes to Blog Talk because, hey, you never know what happens. You know, sometimes, like, I might be in the hood or something and need you to go ahead and log on. You know, save the show.
So what's going on with this paperclip thing?
The Operation Paperclip. First of all, sign now. You heard Operation Paperclip before?
Yeah, but don't ask me about the details. I don't remember them. It's been a while.
Oh, okay. Well, this all spawns from, let me get the exact little stuff up here. Back in the days when we was actually trying to get rockets to space and shit. You know, we weren't the first motherfuckers in space. Okay, if anybody didn't know that, we weren't the first motherfuckers.
What, Russia? Russia was.
Yeah, Russia's always been the first ones.
First
aliens were. Come on, people.
Well, you know, come on.
Yeah.
The moon.
Like, yo, man, the sun, goddammit, it was first. But, I'm saying. So what ended up happening was, since the motherfucking saw-ass Americans got their ass whooped, you know what I'm saying? And this is, of course, people, just my sum up, you know what I'm saying? But the motherfucking dude, you know, we couldn't catch up. We couldn't catch up with the Russians. So what these motherfuckers did was after the, you know, fucking around, we were fighting the Germans and shit, they went over and started fucking with the Nazis, the scientists and shit. So the Operation Paperclip basically is they brought 172 scientists over here to start the space program. You know what I'm saying? That's, to me, not NASA means Nazi, if you want to ask, you know what I'm saying, me, but people don't give a fuck, though. But from that, you know what I'm saying, they gave 172 scientists actual American citizenships, and these were actual Nazi war criminals, you know what I'm saying? And then what they did it for these motherfuckers to come over here and, you know, jumpstart our space program and make secret rockets and shit. But from these motherfuckers coming over here, they brought in their same Nazi old torture ways and shit and fucked around and came up with this other shit. Because of the program, came out with this shit called MK Ultra. MK Ultra is basically how they started brainwashing and all that shit, using sound effects, also through your television, radio, and all that other kind of shit. You know,
when what year did they bring those German scientists over?
This was back in, shit. Hold on. This is back in the 20s, I believe. Hold on.
When the what?
Hold on.
It's awful. Second World War, so I guess late 40s?
Yeah, late 40s, yeah. 19...
Alrighty. When did the Russians send up the first satellite?
Let me find out.
Because I think that was after that, and in that case, they might have brought over some Russian scientists. That would have been a better choice.
Yeah, but see, at the time, even up until now, you know what I'm saying, we still at semi-war with motherfucking Russia. They just can't fuck with Russia because they so goddamn big, and they know Russia, if they wanted to, come over here and fuck everything up. But see, now, at the same time, Russia was fucking with Britain back in the days, too, which is a lot of reason why this shit, you know what I'm saying, they hooked up with the Germans, you know what I'm saying, to get help with the Russians and shit. So, I mean, but they already had fucking, you know, guys and shit. They already
why can't,
back in the days.
Why can't other countries be like Mexicans? Just go to the next country. That's all you got to do. You don't have to go all the way and fucking out of space and shit.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Go to the
become
next
an
country.
Alien.
In my case, that
yeah, either way, you're still an alien. You know what I mean? If you go to another country to another planet, you know, you're still an alien. Shit.
Well,
you're
yeah,
all aliens.
Some Mexicans are smart, be honest with you. Shit.
They tried. This was 1941. This was actually 1941. Having failed to conquer the USSR with another Operation Barbarossa in June this
Barbossa.
Year. Yeah. Barbarossa. Barbarossa. Yeah. And let's see. Hey, all this shit happened in 1941 when they kept trying to fuck with the USSR back in the days. Battle of Stalingrad, 1943. Then Germany found itself at a logistical disadvantage, and the failed conquest had depleted German resources in its military-industrial complex, was unprepared to defend the Grossreich, the Greater German Reich, against the Red Army's
westward counterattack. 1943, the government, the German government began recalling from combat a number of scientists, engineers, and technicians. They returned to work in research and development to bolster German defense for a protracted war with the USSR. The recall from the frontline combat included 4,000 rocketeers who returned to Peenemünde and northeast coast of Germany. Peenemünde is where they is supposed to be their secret location where they make the rockets and shit. You know what I'm saying? Where they first start making rockets and UFOs and all that shit. The Russians were the first ones to make the goddamn UFOs. The first ones to do every motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think, the United States ain't even that motherfucking old of a country. You know what I'm saying? Before they won the, you know, won the independence from Great Britain. So, you know, this wasn't no country that's been around like Africa, Germany, Russia. You know what I'm saying? This America ain't shit compared to everybody else. They just motherfucking run their mouth and you know, throw it up on TV like they is. But we ain't shit. When it comes to technology, when it comes to space exploration and all that, we ain't shit. Because they're ahead of us. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why the Operation Paperclip came up. But then the biggest figure about that is this dude, Professor Von Braun, which fucks me up because... remembering back in the cartoons and shit, they used to have the goddamn, they used to use that name, Professor Werner von Braun. Yeah, they used to use that in cartoons.
Werner von Braun.
Werner von Braun, yeah, like the mad scientist and shit. They always pay homage to this dude since the gap back in the days. And
do you know that picture of him that you can find on the internet where he has those big opened eyes? He really looked freaky in that one.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah. See, they got him looking all, you know, presidential and shit. Von Braun, standing at his desk at Marshall Space Flight Center in May 1964 with models of rockets developed and in progress. Now, he was born in Worsitz, German Empire, 1912. And so that's, you know, that's why he's a war criminal. You know what I'm saying? But he died of actual cancer. And,
yeah, he worked on the German rockets weapons, I guess.
He worked on everything.
He was really one of the scientists that really worked on killing people.
Basically. That's basically what he was. And after the war, he had some of his rocket hit. He and some of his rocket team were taken to the United States as part of the then-secret Operation Paperclip. In 1955, 10 years after entering the country, Von Braun became a naturalized U.S. citizen. Yeah. But in the 20s and 30s, Von Braun was a central figure in Germany's pre-war rocket development program and responsible for the design and realization of a deadly V-2 combat rocket during World War II. Because it was the first ones that made the unmanned rocket and shit. You know what I'm saying? How we got the howitzer missiles and all that shit. Well, they made that shit way back in the 50s and shit. You know what I'm saying? They was the first ones that did that. But see, the whole problem with this is the dude is a convicted Nazi war criminal. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole problem of it is. And then we brung them over here, all the scientists that we brung over here, they weren't kidnapped, but they was brung and paid for on taxpayers' money and been taken care of. All in this dude right here was a proven fact that, you know what I'm saying, him and his team of scientists and doctors, put it that way, you know what I'm saying, was proven to be involved in you know, electrocution, all this kind of torture and shit. You know what I'm saying? Through the use of every kind of thing they can think of. And then they brung his ass over to be a double agent. So actually, he was the start of the Cold War. You know what I'm saying? He was the reason for us even going to war with Russia and starting that Cold War, because he over there spreading lies, jumping from the United States to Germany, from Germany to Russia, and then he taking all everybody's secrets and shit.
And that's how, you know what I'm saying, he was, that's what he was used for, you know what I'm saying, for the United States. And it's just real fucked up. It shows you just how long ago, you know what I'm saying, the United States, and I ain't going to say the United States, but individuals in the United States, such as the CIA, you know what I'm saying, and the and the Catholic Church, who were the backers, you know what I'm saying, for all these motherfuckers. They were the actual backers, you know what I'm saying, that paid for these scientists to come over here and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So you can thank your Catholic, all you Catholics out there, you goddamn right. You can thank your goddamn your old people for that shit. And then you crooked motherfucking CIA agents, you know what I'm saying, which is just another organization that you know,
hey,
came about.
My mother and father are Catholic, but they didn't have anything to do with that.
Oh yeah, well, that's just like saying, you know, oh, you fucking Christians should die. Why? They ain't have nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, the Christian crusades and every other murderistic, you know what I'm saying,
the Catholic institution, the Vatican, the mix in with the politics.
Right, right. And this is been, they've been doing this though, you know what I'm saying? But that is, man, it's fucked up. When you start looking all into it, you know what I'm saying? Operation Paperclip will take you, actually past a lot of that other shit. It takes you into the MK Ultra. Let me see where the MK Ultra at. Well, you know about the MK Ultra?
MK Ultra, no. Yeah, it rings a bell, but that's all.
God damn it, I ain't want that. What the hell? Oh, sorry about that, people.
Well, that's porn music.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I don't know what they have to the porn. Oh. All right, well, let's see here. I was reading something else. I'm going to drop this link in here real quick. Oh, well, yeah, where the fuck I'm going to drop it at?
Yeah, I was just
going to
say.
Yeah,
where you been?
Drop this link in there, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm in exact check. I'm in an exact check, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
y'all want,
do it
y'all
telepathically.
No, just go down to whoever's on the show page. That guy usually be in there. He can copy and paste the link and then drop it in there. The
You can't copy and paste links and from exec chat. That's really sucky. I could click them. Wait. Maybe that works.
Yeah. Click on it and then just copy the link where it takes.
Yeah, I've been on PSN radio too much. That's embedded in a website and then you can't click most of the links. Let me see. Did Goofy open the chat room for us? Because I didn't refresh. Ding-dun.
All right, return the chat box. Do you see it?
Blog Talk Radio.
Fucking blog talk.
Yeah, to refresh. Ah, hey, Starship Smelly Price is in the house. Should have signed into the chat room as co-host.
Yeah. This is the other thing I was reading about the Federal Reserve. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't even know that, you know, shit, America ain't owned by Americans no more. You know what I'm saying? Sad but true fact, people. There's a couple of banking interests that have a hold, a so-called hold on America. Now, this is my thinking. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck does the money have to do?
Hey, Smelly, I'm in the exec chat. You can post the link.
Oh, I did. Oh, I got to post it again.
Yeah, it loses the link information every time you refresh the page. That's pretty annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't see what YouTube videos they were playing, what links they were posting, and all that stuff. It's pretty annoying.
The
Federal Reserve thing? Yeah, that it's a private institution and not really part of the American government?
Well, this is the problem with that. I mean, because the Independent Treasury Act of 1921 suspended, you know what I'm saying, but the de jure, which means the right of legal establishment to the Treasury Department of the United States government. So, meaning our Congress turned the Treasury Department over to a private organization, a private corporation, the Federal Reserve and the agency. You know what I'm saying? So the bulk of the ownership of the Federal Reserve System, which we all know is a very kept secret, you know what I'm saying, because motherfuckers ain't taking their money out the goddamn banks like they should. But, hey, you know. And that's Rothschild Bank of London, Rothschild Bank of Berlin, the Warburg Bank of Hamburg, Warburg Bank of Amsterdam. And then you have the Lazard Brothers of Paris, Israel Moses Saif, Banks of Italy, the Chase Manhattan Bank of New York, Goldman Sachs of New York, Lehman Brothers of New York, and Kuhn Loeb Bank of New York. All of these, you know what I'm saying, have their motherfucking hands in ownership of the United States. Which,
and what's,
you know,
what's the most striking name in that list, Mally?
Well, as far as the United States is concerned, that Goldman Sachs.
No. Rothschild. That's the biggest name in that list. He still has a big, big influence in the American government. I bet that he is the guy that, if he says it should happen like this, Obama has to listen to him.
The Federal Reserve is at the root of our most present laws. Basically, the Federal Reserve is the state of the United States. And, wow, that is fucked up. Thomas Jefferson said once said, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. I personally believe everybody should get the fuck up out of here and go on some goddamn where else and then let these son of bitches have your fucking fake-ass currency, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, the problem with currency, when you go to other places, you don't have an appreciation, you know what I'm saying, for their currency. Because you hold so much respect for the fucking so-called American dollar. But then when you get over to other countries and you really find out the fact that they don't give a shit about American dollars and they can piss on it and it has no value over there, then you'd be like, well, goddamn. These motherfuckers told me this is the greatest dollar in the motherfucking world. I can go anywhere with this son of a bitch and be straight. They're lying like a motherfucker, people. You take that shit is worthless. This is why we got the damn currency exchange. If that's the case, you can carry your money anywhere, and that shit will have some value. No. So when you go over there, motherfucker, and you change your shit from a dollar to a yen, right now you got to check the mark rate. That shit might not be worth nothing. And in euros, it ain't worth shit right now. It's probably dollar for dollar. And maybe less. So, you know, so you kind of get a depreciation for the American currency. You know what I'm saying? Because they try to make it like it's the almighty currency and shit, and it's really not. You know what I'm saying? You get outside the box, you'll start being like, well, damn. Yeah, I see what he's saying. Yeah. Well, it's somebody else's country, man. You won't give a fuck about currency. But anyways, how did this so-called happen? You know what I'm saying? All of our law is private law, you know what I'm saying, which is written by the National Law Institute and law professors and the Bar Association. And the agents of foreign and banking interests. They have come to this position of writing the law by fraudulently deleting the titles of nobility and honor. The 13th Amendment from the Constitution for the United States, creating an oligarchy of lawyers and bankers controlling all three branches of our government. Most of our law comes directly through the Hague or the United Nations. And almost all United Nations treaties have been codified Yeah, into the U.S. Coast. That's where all our educational programs originate. And this is why we dumb as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Because they're teaching you all this old bumfuck bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Instead of telling you the truth. You know, they want to keep you in the dark. But, yeah, this is who's doing it. And the U.N. controls our education system. This is breaking it all the way down to the bare bottom, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the Federal Register Act, which was created by old Roosevelt in 35. This was an executive order titled 3, Section 301. And he gave the power to create federal agencies and appoint a head of the agency. He then redelegated his authority to make law, statutory regulations to those agency heads. And, you know, the big problem here was the president has no constitutional authority to make law. You know what I'm saying? Under the Constitution, redelegation of delegated authority is a felony breach. Under the Constitution, redelegation of delegated authority is a felony breach. He was breached back in 1935 and nobody did anything about this shit. Now we're in 2010. He still got motherfuckers breaching this same shit, giving themselves more power than they supposed to have. You know what I'm saying?
Since when does the Constitution matter in the United States? I thought that was gone a long time ago.
Hearing this outside the box. Ask the American people what the Constitution is. And they will tell you, oh, yeah. Shit, you better look up the other definition of Constitution.
Constitution, a few sets of ground rules, ground laws on which every other law made up in the country has to rely on and apply to. That's the Constitution?
Well, yeah, but I'm not meaning in that sense. You know how people say, you know, better, was that Constitution? Like, you better have a lot of balls. You got to have a lot of courage. You know what I'm saying? The Constitution is your kind of your way of acting, I guess you want to say, your way of well-being. It's your Constitution. I might be thinking of another word, but
okay, as long as not constipation, then that's all right.
Right. And this is Roosevelt, people still talking about old good old Teddy. Yeah, good old Teddy. The president then gave the agencies the authority to tax. And that is why we now have government by appointment running this country. You know what I'm saying? And this is the shadow government, which sometimes people, you know, speak about, sometimes don't. And but it's never referred to as government by appointment. You never hear that. But you can't appoint government. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be an election by the people. If you're appointing people, that means you already know who the fuck you want to put there, so you appoint them to that position. You're going to put them there because you want them to be there. And this type of government represents taxation without representation. And this is where we're at right now. What lawyer do you have, Ms. Heavenly Angel?
I don't have any right now.
Ready to fight for your tax purposes. If you don't file your taxes, where's your lawyer at that's going to step up for you and say, hey, I got you?
Yeah.
Well,
I always pay taxes.
That's taxation without representation.
Hey, Bill Cooper tried that. Do not pay taxes, and you know how that ended.
Well, I mean, they got motherfuckers who beat that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them, but they got, it's ways to beat the system. And, I mean, once you beat the system, then they're going to silence you and probably get your ass up out of this country. You know what I'm saying? But it is ways that you own it. Because you're not supposed to pay taxes unless it's on, you're not supposed to pay tax on labor. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you work for, you're not supposed to pay tax. You know what I'm saying? When you go to the grocery store, the tax is already in those items, so that's therefore you're paying tax.
Yeah, come and look over here. Whichever amount of taxes you have to pay, come over here and it's probably double. We pay income tax, tax on products, tax on everything, road use.
We did the same.
We pay all that too.
What we're not supposed
to be
and
checked on.
If you look at the difference in prices, for instance, in gasoline, you say, whoa, is that the amount of price that you have to pay? Yeah, the difference is all tax, all, everything.
Well, it's an historical fact that the Declaration of Independence, yeah, was to provide a united effort during and after the war for independence. The colonies of independent nations joined together under the Articles of Confederation, and as independent sovereign states drew up constitutions, you know, which formed governments to serve the people. That's what it was for. They drew up constitutions which formed governments to serve the people of each former colony. The Articles of Confederation, after a period of 8 years, were determined to have several flaws. So the Congress of Delegates called a convention in 1787 to correct the flaws. The convention, instead of modifying the Articles of Confederation as directed, in secret sessions took it upon themselves to write an entirely new constitution, which, when ratified by the state conventions of the freemen of the individual states, created the federal government to serve them in those areas where the states operating individually could not effectively serve. So, in this new constitution, the people in the states delegated to the federal government, you know, certain responsibilities and, you know, reserving all rights not so enumerated to the states. And to the people in the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, but as a consequence, the responsibility of the state became one of protecting the people from the tyranny of federal government. To ensure that the federal government did not reach beyond the bounds of the Constitution. This worked fairly, right. And this worked all the way up until 1933, until goddamn Roosevelt assumed office and fucked everything up. Good old Teddy fucked everything up. He was the beginning of the downfall. And the only thing I kind of ask is how is that directly impacting you in your life right now? Now, everything that I'm reading, you know what I'm saying? How is that directly impacting you right now? From stepping out the door.
Not so much.
You see what I'm saying? It's like,
when you buy a ticket to fly over here.
We can read a lot of these headlines and articles and all this and that. But then when it comes down to self-application, how does this apply to you as an individual American? Not as us so-called Americans, which they keep throwing that word up. What the fuck does that have to do with you sitting in your home smoking weed watching the Comedy Central Channel? That's what I'm doing. But I'm just saying. What does it have to do? What is Obama and whatever, if he's pissing on the White House lawn right now, what does that have to do with you? And you sitting in your place of residence, conducting your personal business and handling your personal affairs?
That would make an interesting hotline, by the way. Today, Obama pissed on the White House lawn. More after the break.
After the break. And, oh, no, I ain't going to kick that joke. I'll be plagiarizing Chris Thomas's joke. But I will upload that and play that little short clip. Matter of fact, let me go to my, I'll play that
Chris
little.
Chris Thomas?
Yeah, you haven't heard of him?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. I'll let you hear a little Chris Thomas. How about that? Doobie-doobie-doo. That's Doobie. Oh, right.
Hey, shouts out to Renoise, man. I made my first two tracks.
Yeah, well, glad you like it. Glad you like it.
And I got the Ableton. I haven't actually installed it.
Did you have to load in samples, or does Renoise have a bass set where you can work with?
Yeah. It had a little, well, it's got a sample of kicks, pops, and all that.
Okay, but you can load in more, I guess. Look on the internet. A lot of those tutorial guys also provide links where they provide the samples where they did the demo with. It's pretty useful to rebuild the things that they buy, made, and made available on the web. So you really learn a lot from that. And after that, you can start to create your own music with the techniques that they learned you.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to do then. I've been, you know, paying attention to the whatchamacallit, just that little tutorial that they, you know, sounds on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, you have been paying attention to a lot, except for the X-Chat, because I'm waiting in there for 30 minutes for you to post a link, and I still haven't got it.
Okay, people, we're going live from Coco's Lounge, and this is where Obama... excuse me, Mr. Obama. Yeah, take the O off of that mother. Yeah, Mr. Obama has come to Tampa, Florida on the late night tip looking for a little something, and we don't know where he was looking for, but he stopped in to give us a little, well, hell, I'll let you guys hear.
What about Coco? Give me a half smoker. Give him some ribs.
And that's just a little snippet, people. Yeah, it's just a little snippet. If you want to hear the other 4 seconds of that little audio clip, go to my motherfucking Facebook, man. Y'all can check that shit out. Yeah. Check that shit out. Yeah. So, yeah. Michelle used to be a stripper, you know what I'm saying? Met at Coco's. Yeah. And he did that joke live, and that was he's a funny dude, man. He's a funny dude. But the janky ass promoter that brung him here, man, I tell you, people.
He still owes you.
Oh yeah, he motherfucking more than owe me, sons of bitches. Bitches of sons. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
bitches
old
of son.
Yeah, bitches of sons. Sons of bitches, bitches of sons. Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you, I don't have no respect at all.
You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know what the fuck, man. Shit. Fuck, if I ever see that motherfucker again, though, you know what I'm going to tell him. Oh, I messed up my little skit there.
That's
this is Ghetto Economics 101, people, you know what I'm saying?
www.blowme.com.
Oh, right. I've shopped there before. Nice chicks, you know what I'm saying? Right. Okay, let's keep the porn moving. Let's see where my porn at. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do doodle and loodle loop. Yeah.
I think I might get a job. I'm gonna apply at all the porn industries if I can do the audio for the movies.
Do you get
the yodel on? Yeah, I'll sit next to the bed. Do 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 do.
Like, man, that porno music rocks. It sounds so live. You behind the wall and shit, you know. All right, this is another little thingy here. The movement for uniform state laws dates back more than a century, and probably from when this was actually written. The Alabama State Bar called for uniformity as early as 1881, but it was nearly a decade later at the 12th annual meeting of the ABA, American Bar Association, in 1889, that the legal community made its formal motion to work for uniformity in the 44 state union. New York was the first state to move, appointing three commissioners in 1890. Other states soon heeded the call: Delaware, Georgia, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania attended the first conference in Saratoga Springs, New York, and that was 1892. The commissioners wasted no time. They urged adoption of three acts and proposed raising the marrying age to 18 for males and 16 for females. What kind of gay shit that is, I don't know. But all right. And then they also adopted a table of weights and measures, noting that with the exception of wheat, legal weights of a bushel varied in all the states.
So Smiley, is Goofy still on the switchboard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You haven't got any callers? Because we got Easy Rider in the chat room. Welcome. And we got Torque in the chat room. Welcome.
Well, no callers.
No callers. Call in, guys.
Yeah, it's supposed to be y'all day to call in with this conspiracy shit, man. Let's get the goddamn government shut down. I mean,
yeah, especially Torque. We had some talks on diverse chat rooms before. And he really has some great information to put out, so if he could call in, that would be great.
Yeah. He was supposed to call in, man. All right, well, let's get into some more conspiracy theories.
Hey, Smelly, did you see that video that I did for my last show?
That you posted in the comments?
I posted it in the comments, the one on YouTube with me in the jail suit.
No, you have
Wait, let me get the link for you and post it to the exact chat so you can play it over there.
You hear this, BTR? You sons of bitches, I'll give you all an award right now, you motherfucker.
A job, Goofy? What's up with the job?
Ooh,
I'm still waiting for a response.
Oh, you are?
I mean, I've been looking for other places, but there's one main job and one that I'll get bread in at.
You should send him a letter thanking him for the interview and that you're interested.
What you call it? It was three people out of 300. I was one of the three. And, you know, I have everything that they need and then some. And
send him a thank you letter and tell him you're very interested in the position.
I did already.
Oh, you did?
I sent one on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay.
Right. He's an educated thug, people, okay?
How do you get to the comments?
Unfortunately, I'm one of those educated Mexicans, but who cares?
Come on, man.
I'm going to post the link in the chat room. I'm working on another video right now, so...
Yeah, post it in the chat, in the BTR chat room, so I can pause.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude asked me, you know what I'm saying, do I do videos... And he asked his homeboy, you know what I'm saying, to do one. And, you know, dude told him $1,500 to do the video. And I was like, well, goddamn. But to me, honestly, I mean, when you start breaking down, you know, the locations, depending on the location where you want to do the shoots at, yeah, it's going to cost about that much. Because, shit, you're going to have to rent clubs out. Because most of the clubs ain't going to just let you come up in their shit. You know what I'm saying? And do nothing without
it. Says who?
Down here, I mean down here. In
I'm sorry. Yeah,
These motherfuckers about money. What the hell?
I broadcasted the video, so it automatically started your end.
Well, not really. I'm more or less just somebody with that.
See, when we get locked up, people, that's our jail outfit. And, of course, Goofy Bone had to apprehend it.
That is, for
the
real.
Black and white stripe.
For real.
We got some old dirty, nasty-ass orange. Motherfuckers walk around looking like pumpkins and shit.
No, they're carrots. We used to have the orange and green shirts with the orange tops, but now that everything's all striped out, so yeah. If you look on the chest, it says Department of Santa Clara County Department of Corrections.
I wouldn't mind having such orange shoots, by the way. Would come
right.
in handy during soccer games over here.
Right. Ask any one of us, and we'll be glad to give you a county jail suit. Yes. You can have it. All right,
well,
we'll use this as the background music.
Wear it over here to the right foot, a soccer match, and they say you're a genius.
I'm getting to some other shit. How about that? This is a little known and unknown fact about Freemasonry. And I broke this down to my homeboy, and he made me print out this 42-page article in regards to this, because he's a Mason. But, you know, you ain't going to never know anything in the world, you feel me, unless you research upon research upon research. And one thing about the Internet that has come along, it has brought such a vast amount of information, and if you're not technologically inclined, which most of my friends aren't, you know what I'm saying? Well, then that gives me the advantage. But only an advantage to, you know, let you know that I know where to find these sources at. You know what I'm saying? So that keeps me on a level square with most of the people that I talk to. Now, this is Freemasonry. Freemasonry is a special secret fraternal order of free and accepted Masons. But now let me
aren't they called Freemasons?
Yeah, Freemasons.
Yeah.
Because Rick Ross has a song about that shit.
Yeah, man, fuck them fucking lying-ass motherfuckers, man. If I break this down to you, they ask me, does this describe Rick Ross?
Let us know.
Jay-Z or any of these old faggot motherfuckers that keep thinking they know shit but don't know a motherfucking thing.
There are multiple hosts on Blog Talk, mostly in the paranormal section, that actually are a Freemason.
Okay, well, I guarantee you if I read some of this information, they won't know it. They wouldn't have known it. I mean, because like I was talking to my homeboy, just because motherfuckers decide to follow a path, you know what I'm saying, that don't mean that they follow it and search for the light. Some people follow the path just to get the perks out of it. You know what I'm saying? To get the medallions and the special clothes and to get the chance to go to the little special meetings and shit. But don't pick up none of the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Don't pick up none of the enlightenment that they're supposed to. And that is what the whole meaning of being a Mason and being in lodges and Freemasonry and everything else is about. Of course, motherfuckers don't know that because they go into it for the wrong meaning. You know what I'm saying? Because you might have even some of your friends, yeah, I'm a Mason. If a motherfucker tell you they're a Mason, that's a problem right there. If it's a secret society, why the fuck are you telling me? Do you see CIA agents walking around saying, hey, I'm with the CIA? FBI, hey, I'm with the FBI? Hell no. Hey, I'm with the Skull and Bone. You know what I'm saying? Do you hear motherfuckers ever tell you that shit, though?
Because hey, I'm Skull and Bone, motherfucker.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Come on,
that
brother.
I have a skull and bone for you, lady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a goofy skull and bone.
I got a skull and bone for you. Oh, yeah. Give me some skull, and I'll give you some bone, baby.
Give me some skull, and I'll give you some bone, baby.
I just pictured that.
Oh, man. That is too funny. I'm going to have to start using that. Let me get some skull, girl. Let me get some skull. I thought it was head. Well, ain't your skull in your head? Damn.
You and me together, skull and bone.
Jeez. All right, people. Okay, but the secret fraternal order of free and accepted Masons was spread by the British Empire. Which actually is about 5 million members and 3 million in the USA, with 250,000 on the Black Prince Hall Masonry, which is rejected by many white lodges. And this reading is actually real super funny, you know what I'm saying, because the original architects of our entire existence came from Egypt and the builders of the pyramids.
So for these motherfuckers to come and try to new and improve something, they can kiss my ass too. But like the Lord said, you will have false prophets. So you better, you know, watch out for everybody, you know what I'm saying, that tries to kick knowledge to you. You know what I'm saying? And basically read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe, like I say about this, nutty news. Don't believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. And if it holds to be true to you, then you know the shit is true. All right. The main motto is liberty, equality, and fraternity. Okay? Some Masons define it as a beautiful system of morality, veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols. Also as the realization of God by the practice of brotherhood. You know, to reach God by doing good works to your neighbor. Right. And it's also been described as the biggest, richest, most secret, and most powerful private force in the world, and certainly the most deceptive, both for the general public and for the first degrees of initiates, entered apprentice, fellow craft, and master mason, which is the basic Blue Lodge. You turn off the sound. You talking to me? Secretly trying to talk to me? Oh.
I said, why don't you turn off the sound? Every time I post a message in there, I hear, ding!
I'm bad, people. Let me turn that off. There we go, brother. My bad. Kind of like the dang-dong. And go ahead and check out YouTube.com, Goofy Bone, man. Y'all check out the new video, Role Model. Got a bunch of other videos on there, too. So, you know, support your independent artists, man. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? October 3rd, 2010, Club Nouveau. Man, I need to load that drop up, too. So I'll be loading that up. We got the fucking A&R Independent Artist Seminar coming again. I'll be on the panel along with a host of other individuals taking questions and giving answers and giving solutions. And I'll also be handing out the Indie Band Survivor Guide, which I emailed to a lot of people. If you haven't gotten it, I'll email it back to you in order for you, you know, to use that. You laughing. Have you heard of that before, though?
No, it was just funny. The Indie Band Survival Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. How to work, what steps to take to make sure that you're kind of successful as an independent artist.
Right.
If you got the talent for that, of course.
Right. You need to have talent and not Milli Vanilli.
Hey, yeah. I could do it Milli Vanilli.
Right. And there's a lot that are doing that nowadays.
I couldn't be an artist myself, and that matter, not in hip-hop. Yeah, maybe the background music, I could do that, but not really the singing part, the rapping part. It's too fast for me, I can't do it.
You can do anything you put your mind to, goddammit. I can rap in motherfucking Dutch if you write it out.
You can rap in motherfucking Dutch? Okay,
rap in Moeder Nigga Dutch.
Okay, I've got a challenge for you. I've got some nice lyrics written out.
Ah, you mother nigga, fix this. I blue back on my dick, bitch.
I've got a nice challenge for you.
go ahead, man. Bring it on, brother. And while I keep reading, goddammit. Yeah. I'm going to break this down to y'all, man, because I know this first little part kind of, you know, people just, you know, they get blinded just from the basics of it. Masonry is from the French word mason or stonemason, which started in the 13th century as a union of workers of the cathedral builders to help each other. It was the working or operative masonry and meeting in lodges, which is formed masonry. Freemasonry. See, there's two differences. You have masonry and you have Freemasonry. Freemasonry, with the decline of cathedral building, some lodges of operative masons begun to accept honorary members to bolster their declining membership. And from here, Freemasonry was born, and it was not to build cathedrals, but to build cathedrals of men and the cathedral of the whole world. You know what I'm saying? Is the speculative masonry adopting the rites and trappings of ancient religions, orders, sects, the occult, and chivalric brotherhood. So officially, Freemasonry was born in 1717 when four craft lodges gathered at the Apple Tree Tavern in London, which makes me laugh because Apple Tree Tavern is the same three-letter abbreviations for AT&T, the phone company. Okay. I'll of common. All right. Yeah, I got
him. You know what that means? Be bold or comb your hair.
Oh. You trying to tell me something, brother? You trying to tell me something?
No, not really. But, yeah, do this and impress me, motherfucker.
Okay.
Mood America,
that's what I'm talking about. News in Gesserit. In, Gatandrich. Record Swap Zulin. We now Christian. Oh. Hey.
Hey, yo. Meneer Van Dalen, wacht op alles. Vraag van de tas op. En now you go back into
the motherfucking thing.
And then you go back to the beginning of the song and you listen how he does it.
Alright.
Hey, you said Moedelneuker.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he did. That was the piece that I posted in the chat room. That was terrible. Real clever lyrics, by the way.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, all right. All right, then. Well, we'll use that as background music. How about that?
What's going on, Rich? Well, the mind, you guys.
Go. You see people fake rocking in the background and shit. Like, this song is so fucking hot. Yeah, damn, this shit's jammed. Imagine that. Okay. Anyway, man. Let me break this down. Let me break a few down. And that was just a little funny to me. The Apple Tree Tavern in London. And set up a constitution for free and accepting Masons, which was written by Brother Nate Anderson. Dude, I don't know if he was white or black or whatever he is. Dude, they answered. But they claim their roots can be traced to Egypt, Syria, and Babylon, which is Africa, people. Just Africa. God damn. And the stone cutters of the Solomon Temple, especially Haram Abif. You know what I'm saying? Which is a celebrated figure because of his death-defying refusal to reveal trade secrets to intruders. And the Jesus Christ, for many Masons, though it is an irony, because the Temple of Solomon was not built with stones, but with wood brought by another Haram, which is the king of Tyre. Just to give you a little background now. When y'all be looking at all these signs, right? Okay, now you look at your dollar. You can pull a dollar out right now, and I'll explain it to you. Because this is on the front of your dollars. This is on everything that you damn near possess. You have the emblem, okay? This is the Masonic symbols. You have the emblem. You have the compass and the square, all right? If you ever look, you have a compass, which is the two, like, which is like the peace sign, but it's actually facing down. Now you walk your fingers, you know what I'm saying, in the form of a V. Okay, that is your compass. And if you ever was in geometry, you know what I'm saying, you had to take one point and then put it down on the paper, and you can draw a perfect circle. Or circumference, you know what I'm saying? All right. So, you have a compass in the square forming the triangle of God. Okay, the letter G in the center, or the I of God, or on the top of an open Bible. You always see that. They show this all on television. They show, well, I don't know. Hell, they show it everywhere. Even when you go looking at, like, BP or different... different signs, you know what I'm saying, it's right there in front of you. NBC, you know what I'm saying, with their open eye, you know what I'm saying, looking at you and shit, CNN, a couple of these organizations, you know what I'm saying. There are three indispensable jewels of a lot, which are representing equality, liberty, and fraternity. Now, the compass in the middle, the V, okay, that is the male element, okay, that represents solidarity by making a circle. And the square is the female element, which represents righteousness. Okay, so, you know, you put both of those together, and that brings life. Okay, then you have the 5 points of fellowship, which I can read this, and it ain't going to matter anyways unless you are following the path. You ain't going to understand what the fuck I'm saying. The 5 points of fellowship are foot to foot, which means to go to help your brother. Then you have knee to knee, which means to pray for your brother. Or you have breast to breast, which means keep the secret. And honestly, if you look at our government, you will see these motherfucking signs passed every fucking day. You got a breast to breast. Motherfuckers be the way they hug and shit. They hug breast to breast. Then you got the hand to the back. Well, you thinking, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers are telling them good job. That means to assist your fallen brother and vindicate his character behind his back as well as before his face. You know what I'm saying? So when you know, they walk up and Obama put his hand on somebody's back, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually telling them, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, look out for the dude because he ain't him. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they don't try to, you know, blaspheme him and shit like that. So if they
that
do,
makes
you know
sense.
What I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
Take up for him. Huh? What you saying?
That all makes sense.
Yeah, fucking right.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Is that 5-point star that they had, that means their brothership, whatever this is you're talking about?
No, well, you know, the 5-point star, the 5-point star represents the human being. You know what I'm saying? You have 5 points of your fellowship. You are a perfect human being from head to toe. You know what I'm saying? Your
right, okay, I got it now.
Spread out, head, foot,
right.
Palm
got
to
it.
Palm. See what I'm saying? That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But these are 5 points of fellowship that they follow by. These are their hand signals signals that they use.
What's the other
thing? Is that derived from a drawing from Leonardo da Vinci? You know, the drawing with the man with his arms and legs stretched out.
Yeah, well, that's the human biology. That has nothing to do with the breakdown of the 5 points of a human being. You know what I'm saying? But that is a good illustration of, you know what I'm saying, if you want to run it back to that, how he spread out, he forms a perfect square. The human body, you know, from limb to limb, forms a perfect square. If you mentally look at it, you know what I'm saying? If you spread your legs at a 45, what is that, perfect V, which would be, 45-degree angle, okay? And then you hold your arms straight out from palm to palm, and then you dress, and if you draw a box, you can actually draw a box, you know what I'm saying, from shoulder to shoulder, and then start from your palm and draw it down to your feet. It's a direct, perfect line. From your hands to your feet, it's a perfect line. And then from your foot to foot, straight across, and then draw back up. You just made a perfect square. Now, I don't know what the hell is all this in the background.
This is a fake gangster rap. This is a fake gangster rap video of a town about 15 miles from here, south from here, and they recorded this song and they went on vacation in Spain with everybody, and they recorded this video clip. It's really hilarious if you can understand the lyrics. It's really, really bad.
Man, it looks hilarious. I mean, this is like New Kids on the Block gone gangster rap.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Am I going to be able to get my nutty on today?
I'll do that for you in about three more minutes. I'll do that.
We only got 15 minutes left.
Yeah. And then the last one is the mouth to ear. You know what I'm saying? Which you'll see politicians do this so fucking very often. And now that I've said this, you're going to be paying attention to this shit. Because I have been. Every time I turn on C-SPAN and I see a motherfucker talking, and mid-sentence of him talking, a motherfucker comes up, you know what I'm saying, and whispers something in his ear. apparently they're checking you, and you're not saying the proper words. So they're telling you, which mouth to ear means whisper good counsel, means, you know, talk good about whatever you talking about. You know what I'm saying? Just don't go out and tell the truth. You have to actually lie. So, you know, that's whispering good counsel. You know what I'm saying? So you've seen that even with Obama. You know, been on stage, somebody out of the blue will come up and, you know what I'm saying, put the hand to the back.
Yeah.
And then they whisper something in his ear. 9 times out of 10, and if he's agreeing with it, he'll turn around and do the hand over palm shake, you know what I'm saying, and shake the dude's hand. That's another indication that all these motherfuckers are just Masonic Masons. Not Freemasons, Masons. It's two different things. You have a Mason, then you have a Freemason. The President of the United States is a motherfucking Mason. He's not a free anything. You know what I'm saying? Although he would still be considered a Freemason because he is black, and he's probably don't even really understand that. You know what I'm saying? Because you are actually brought up into this, and it, just like our education, they're educated in the ways of, you know, Masonic rites and rituals and all the other kind of shit in Enlightenment. We're just not privileged to that. You know what I'm saying? Certain people are brought up like that to believe in those rites. You know what I'm saying? But they still are blinded, you know what I'm saying, by the fact that the dude told me one time, you know, the Masons is the only organization in the world where you can be an associate, but you will never be a member. You will never be a member. Because you're not going to be willing to go through some of the shit that when you get into, you know, the 18th degree, 19th, 20th, all the way to your 33rd. And then when you get beyond the 33rd and you start having to do this, you know, real shit, people ain't going to, they're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to do it. And if you do it, you're going to feel like, you know what I'm saying, once I've done it, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I can't go back. So a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, won't seek that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful what you ask for. So the information, all this information is coming from helpeacheother.us /Masons, M-A-S-O-N-S .htm. I dropped the link, but, you know, just in case you rerun this in the archives, it's helpeacheother.us /Masons.htm for anybody who wants to look into that. It's over 42 pages long. There's no way I'll be able to cover any of this, you know what I'm saying, in detail. You know what I'm saying, without shit, with the amount of time that we have. But now what I do want to point out.
What?
When we got, like, the New World Order. Well, not even the New World Order, because we already know about that, too. That's supposedly becoming.
NWO.
We even watched the video where they, and you gotta, and that's what, that's, you know, the kind of spooky fact, is they create, they have to create a bad situation in order to make themselves look good on the other end. Okay, so, like Katrina happened, and they had big storms and big storms and big storms before, and the levees and everything else always fucking kept shit out. Up until this one time. And this was very strategic how they motherfucking did it. You know what I'm saying? Flooded the city, you know.
Yeah, Katrina.
Washed all the motherfucking, the crime, washed the crime out so they can rebuild the city. But then when they went to go rebuild it, and they showed you, they did not show you that on the news, though. You never seen that clip that we seen on YouTube that said, that dude came out and said, we're taking everybody's guns. That was never on the news, period. Never on the news. And when they came and took these people's guns after the fact, and this is after the rebuilding.
Yeah, they still
can. This is after the rebuilding. That's got to show you something, people. And I mean, from every aspect of life, from religion, from a black pastor getting her gun taken, you know what I'm saying, to the white construction worker getting his shit taken, you know what I'm saying, to the hunter getting his hunting guns taken, to the college student who just had the little 25. To the old lady who just had her goddamn unloaded gun and got her ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? it's coming. It is coming to an end. Well, I ain't gonna say coming to an end. I think a lot of just the mental bullshit is gonna come to an end. It's gonna come to a point where all of this information that we're reading, we just, all right, fuck it, man. We tired. We understand. And now it's time for us to get real. Okay, let's go ahead and get the fucking government up out of here. Let's go ahead and get the fed shit gone. You know what I'm saying? And let's start our own shit over here. We got cities down here, like Temple Terrace, which wasn't even a city before. But now they petition. And that's the key thing with you know, everything. It's a petition. As long as you can get enough people to come together and agree on one issue, you all can move anything you want to move. You can make any law happen. But you have to come together as one, and that is our problem. We all divided. And the media is a big part of that. You know what I'm saying? It keeps race divided. You know what I'm saying? It keeps neighborhoods divided. It keeps all of that divided so we won't come together, you know what I'm saying, as one American person. Not
Smiley.
As Americans, as American person. Once we do that, see, we can make any laws we want.
What happened to the 3 minutes until the nightly news?
Well, it's 1:49. You got 1 minute.
Y'all, you got 1 minute.
What happened to Wednesday, Wednesday too, man? You didn't tell.
You can thank Blog Talk Radio for that shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
Goddamn Blog Talk shit.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Goofy Bone, we're in today.
Yeah. Hey, much love to Goofy Bone. Everybody out there in San Jose, California, you know what I'm saying? 186 Deuce Land.
Yeah, next time give me a shout out. That
Trilateral
you,
Commission.
And I'll try to log into your.
Shit, I ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Really? Every day just log in, man, because hell, Blog Talk be fucking with me. I don't know. If you got time, just log into the motherfucker. You know? Shit.
Shout out to my sister in California. She's listening to the show right now.
What?
Via my telephone.
What her name is?
Alicia.
Talk dirty in the ear real quick. Oh, Alicia.
Alicia.
All right. Well, welcome to the show there, Alicia. We're naked right now.
Is she as fine as you, Heavenly Angel?
Well, that would have to be your opinion, wouldn't it? She's a cutie. She's a hottie, all right.
Well, give us the news.
She's a hot milk.
The Playboy picks up.
But I'm her sister now.
It's all right. There ain't no problem with sisters. It's just spread the love.
Check her out on my Facebook.
We just keep it in the family.
Yeah, we just keep it in the family. I don't have to venture off. You know what I mean? I wish Miss Computer Lady had a sister. So I could be, you know, over there at the sister's house when I can't get into that.
First time, people. First time we're in Sicily.
Nutty news time.
Yeah.
Don't have the music.
Yeah, I don't have the music.
Thanks to ECR.
Thanks to the Blog Talk. Matter of fact, you know what? Just to show the Blog Talk can't fucking keep a real motherfucker down.
Can we say the words?
See, last night I had my dinner and...
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I mean? Yeah, motherfucking hell, man. Where's my shit at to start the damn news if I can find it? So
where the fuck's Alan Levy's at? Alan Levy at? I want to talk to that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Can't even get my nutty on today.
Ooh. You need help with that?
I'm waiting.
Work
it, baby, work it.
Oh, right, believe me, I'd work it.
Ah, I heard something.
Oh, yeah.
Even Bailey got something to say.
Bailey's saying,
I want to go outside.
Give him a minute. Pussy.
Yeah, All right, let me go ahead and get this loaded up, too, because, you know, I'll make sure I get some awards out, goddammit, in 7 minutes.
Well, that's your own fault. That's your own fault.
Hey, man, you know.
Could have been doing the Nutty News 8 minutes ago, so hey. I won't bother you. Get on with it.
There you go. All right, check it out. Where's my porn music at? Where the fuck did porn go? Damn, porn, let's go, porn. All right, here we go, people. Got the porn queued up. Doo-doo-doo. All right. All right, in Sicily, the operating room fist fight between two doctors leads to problems. I wouldn't imagine how that would be. Right. Laura Salpietro, 30 years old, had to have her uterus removed in her son Antonio, suffered heart problems and possible brain damage following his birth in Messina's public hospital. Health officials said, health officials in Salpietro's husband, Matteo Malonia, say the doctors, say the two doctors, turn porn down a little bit, disagreed about whether to perform a cesarean section and came to blows while Salpietro was in labor. Malonia says the fight delayed the C-section by over an hour, leading to complications for mother and son. Damn. That's fucked up. So she can't even have kids no more. They done took the goddamn uterus out. You know what I'm saying? Damn, people.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get it in now. I told you. And going on over to New York. Who off of New York, man? Anybody got family up in New York? Shouts out to Sweet D Love. Sweet D Love. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And speaking of that, we got the Las Vegas trips coming up again, people. November's closely around the corner. Stack up your goddamn dollar hot dogs and dollar beer money and get it in because it's coming down again. Couple's car in long-term parking is taken for a 724-mile trip. Yeah. A Westchester couple who left their BMW in a long-term parking lot near Kennedy Airport returned 11 days later to discover someone had taken it on a 724-mile joyride. Right. Inspired by a news report last month about parking lot attendants abusing their customers' cars, Mimi and Aldrich Gunthart had marked down that the car had 32,366 miles on it when they dropped it off.
Yeah, big laugh.
It was
big.
Like a game. We never expected it to happen to us. Right.
I hope for them that's the only thing they did, give the car a ride.
Hmm.
Because else I would have, let it get thoroughly cleaned before you ever drive that car again.
Yeah, it smells a little
fishy,
nutty in here. It smells a little nutty. Smells like nuts and fish. In South Africa, and Krutes, and Krutes. Drunk baboons plague exclusive suburbs. Okay. Groot Constantia, in the heart of Cape Town's wine country, can deal with inebriated holidaymakers, but it is invading baboons, which have developed a taste for its grapes that the winemakers are struggling with. Each day, dozens of Cape baboons gather to strip the ancient vines before heading into the mountains to go to sleep. A few who sample fallen fruit that has fermented in the sun, pass out, and don't make it home. Hell nah, man. Hell nah. In Italy, in the last 19 seconds, how do you accidentally swallow a toothbrush? Alright, I ain't even finna go there. But 18 people died in Italy while mushroom picking. Yeah, in little more than a week. But not from inadvertently eating poisonous fungi. The victims were killed by falling into rocky crevices and gorges or from similar physical mishaps while undertaking the popular pastime. So these motherfuckers picking mushrooms, eating them, and then falling to their goddamn deaths because they too fucking high. God damn, people. I mean, if you're going to do the drug, do it in moderation.
There's no such thing as doing mushrooms in moderation.
No.
You're fucked up or you're not. That's about it.
Yeah,
well, hey, everybody, I got to get out of here. My son's complaining he needs to go to the park. So, croutons to everybody. And, yeah, bomba clod.
All right.
See you later. Have a great day, and thanks
hey,
for
much love, Cyanide. Heavenly angel, I love you, girl.
Hey.
And you watch my YouTube videos and think of me. Anyways, Smelly.
Hey, you get the hell out of here, you. You get the hell out of here.
I'll talk to you later, brother.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, swooping in like goddamn Mexican, man. You know.
Hey, man, you know how it goes. From one homeboy to another, it's all day.
Trilateral style, bitch.
Trilateral style.
That's we
peace!
Hey, I'll beam them all, people. There you go. In New Zealand, we're going to keep this thing on the after hours. Hell, I don't have a switch anyway, so who the fuck cares? Yeah. 15-year-old girl accidentally swallows her toothbrush. Yeah. In New Zealand, a 15-year-old girl showed up in the emergency department at an Auckland hospital after accidentally swallowing her toothbrush. She was running up some steps with the toothbrush in her mouth when she suddenly tripped and fell. Part of the toothbrush was still in the mouth, but apparently a very strong gag reflex. She swallowed it. This down before it could be pulled out. Wow. You will never give me head. Oh! Did I just say that? Yes, I did. Alrighty. Man. Wouldn't want her growing up and giving me some good knobbing. She might pull it all the way in. Oh! Oh, I can't get it out. Somebody.
You got to wait a few years, Smiley.
Oh, man, yeah. 3 years, man. According to the U.S., though, shit, 16. Not. Anyways, in Georgia, federal regulators are selling a 13,000-square-foot replica of the White House in Lawrenceville, Georgia. That includes a drive-through window, the Southern White House wannabe. Formerly a bank, is being sold by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, which takes over failed banks. So if anybody wants to plot on the White House, it's up for sale.
And buy it.
At least a replica.
Is it a full-size replica?
Yeah. A full, small size. It was a full small size. That's crazy. All right, let's keep a couple of them moving for you. How about that? And first time, we're in Abu Dhabi. I don't even know where the hell that is.
Dubai?
Dubai. There you go. Abu Dhabi. My bad.
D-U-B-H-A-I?
D-H-A-B-I. That's why I didn't understand. I don't know where that was at. I know Dubai. D-U-B-A-I, Dubois. But I don't know Dahabai.
Yeah,
especially around there somewhere.
A man is nabbed with fake $1 million bills.
$1 million bills?
Like, I mean, how the fuck you get nabbed with something that's already fake? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? All right.
What did you want to use that for? For Monopoly?
Apparently so. A real life Monopoly game and shit. No, we're just playing real life Monopoly. Right. A man from the Ivory Coast is in police custody in Abu Dhabi, whatever that is, after allegedly persuading a woman to try to exchange two phony $1 million bills at the UAE's central bank. Yeah. Police
say
that's
American dollars?
Suspect promised, that's what?
Are that American dollars?
Yeah, apparently so.
$1 million bill, American dollars.
I mean, come on, who's smoking crack? Gotta be smoking crack. Police say the suspect promised the woman a 30% cut after the bills were traded, presumably for U.S. bills or UAE dirham. What the fuck is UAE?
I guess the local currency over there.
You know what I'm saying? Or United Arab Emirates. What the fuck does it stand for?
Well, you said Ivory Coast, and that is somewhere in Africa, so that doesn't really make sense. But United, the Arab, something like that.
Hmm. All right, well, anyway, the phony notes feature the $1 portrait of George Washington and are mostly black and white on the front.
Oh, well, this is a class.
Smoking crack. Yeah, definitely.
Ring out the awards.
Yeah, you've been smoking crack, bro. How the hell you been doing here? God damn.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. I'll buy that for $4.
Well, the same guy tried that 20 years ago, and that worked, but that was in Italy.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you go to and why people don't go and counterfeit other people's money, I don't understand. Why would you go and try to counterfeit goddamn U.S. currency? With all the fake-ass trademarks and all this shit that they constantly do, you know, deter you from doing that. But then you go to countries like Jamaica, Germany, you know, well, except for the euro now, you can't do it, you know what I'm saying, but you could have did it back in the day, a couple of, like, 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, and then brought that same currency to the United States, and then took it to a currency exchange place, and exchanged it then. You see what I'm saying, because they wouldn't be looking at this shit like that, but a motherfucking $1 million bill, yeah. I'll buy that for $1. Are you eating on this, man? Ain't you next to Sweden? How far are you from Sweden?
Far away I'm from Sweden. I don't know exactly how far, but it's pretty close.
Oh, it's pretty close, though. Oh, okay. Well, you might want to engorge in this. Because it's a delicacy. Rotten fish. Yeah. I can taste it now. Not. In Sir Stomach. Sir Stomach. Egg, nah. Sir Stomach. Sir Stomach. Something like that. Sir Stomach. Sir Stomach. Is a Swedish oddity. Its aroma, or more accurately, odor, is so pungent that it is banned from many Swedish apartment blocks. Yet it is considered such an important cultural phenomenon that a society has been established dedicated to protecting its future. The Baltic fish is caught in the May and June, fermented for 1 to 2 months, then tinned. Yes, people. Inside the tin, the fermentation process continues. And after 6 months to a year, the fish releases a variety of gases that can make the can bulge in weird and bizarre ways. And you motherfuckers are eating this shit. Right. Well, I'm going to goddamn Italy, where this guy should have got a real doll, but instead, man replaces ex-girlfriend with just a doll. Well, let's see if it's a real doll. Da-da-da-da. A sex-starved businessman was so hung up on his ex-girlfriend after she dumped him that he paid $18,000 to recreate her as a life-size sex doll.
That could be a real doll. $18,000 sounds like a custom job real doll.
Yeah, yeah. The 15-year-old man put together a collection of photos.
How old?
X 50. Yeah. Collection of photos of his ex, and told Italian adult toy maker Diego Bortolin, well, it's not real doll, I want it just like her, but with bigger boobs. Bortolin, who has it named the man, creates extremely realistic sex dolls at the factory behind his shop. All righty then. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Realdoll.com.
Yeah. Are we getting paid for this? Man, this is real sad, people. In Chile, you heard about the miners that got buried, right? Everybody heard about the miners that got buried?
Yeah, they couldn't get them out probably for the entire year.
Well, yeah, they said 120 days. Something stupid, something real stupid.
At least they can lower food and other supplies down there. It's a little hot, and I wonder what they do if they have a large pile of shit piling up from all the people having to go to the bathroom.
Right. Why just don't drop a bucket down? You know, hey, fill that up. Who would be responsible for pulling that?
Who would be responsible for filling that?
Well, this is fucked up. Because miners won't get paid while they're buried alive.
What?
Right. The 33 trapped Chilean miners may not receive any wages while they are trapped underground, a union official has claimed. Evelyn Olmos says that San Esteban, the company that operates the mine, has said it has no money to pay their wages and absorb lawsuits and is not even participating in the rescue. Mr. Olmos has called on the government to pay the workers' wages. Damn.
That's sad.
That's fucked up. Yeah, because, I mean, shit, that money should be going to the families right now. You know what I'm saying? They still motherfucking...
They're not like those people can do anything else while they're trapped down there.
Yeah. Drop some weed down to them. Basically, they'll figure a way out. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Well, shit, man, I mean, all we got to do, the same hole that they dropping the food down, hold on, and this good weed,
and then you got
pull us up through the same hole.
And I heard that they were dropping weed into the hole, and then they finally got a rescue queue in, and what did he see? Me, smoking all the weed. Hey, what are you doing here? I broke in. I heard where the weed was at.
No, broke in and shit. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, hell, that rock back there, I mean, you guys could have got right out. Shit, I mean, I wasn't in a rush, you know. Shit, free weed, hell, I'm there, people. I'm there. And we can smoke in the dark so nobody sees me? Oh, yeah, I'm there. This is in the UK, nutty place, people, like, you know, the nuttiest place on the planet, where a letter writer who used blood as ink, yeah, has been jailed, people. A man has been jailed for harassment after sending a letter written in blood. In a bizarre dispute over land, Plymouth magistrates heard that 39-year-old Mark Chambers sent the letter to a family in the South Dominic area of Southeast Cornwall and appeared at their isolated home the same day making threats. Sandra Washingham, prosecuting, said it included a map overwritten in what appeared to be blood. It stated title, T-I-T-T-L-E note, and this is my property. So he is not only dyslexic, yeah, and a complete moron, yeah, he's also violent, people. Right. He's violent. I wonder where he got the blood from, though, you know what I'm saying?
I hope from his own.
Yeah. Let's keep this thing moving, man. In New Hampshire, teen who zapped. Oh, man. Come on, man. People don't laugh. People, don't laugh. Heavenly Angel, are you there?
No, Heavenly Angel's phone broke down.
No. Oh. She's behind the power curve. She can't get in.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be missing this one.
Well, she can go
in the archive.
In the archive, yeah.
In New Hampshire, teen who zapped nipples during shop class sued. Right. A New Hampshire high school student shocked so severely in shop class that his heart stopped beating is suing his teacher, the school district, and the city of Dover. DuBose attached an electrical clamp to one nipple while another student attached another clamp to the other. A third student plugged in the cord. DuBose was critically injured. And you are suing the school board. And you're suing the teacher and you're suing the city for you being an absolute dumbass.
He should have sued his parents for not giving him a brain.
Yeah.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag.
Bitch!
Yeah. And we're back. Jeez. Oh, this is nasty. In India. Oh, man, This is going to make you kind of throw up, people. And I mean that internal, you know, that don't come up and out.
I just ate.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
You're going to love this one. Woman breastfeeds orphan calf.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
What the fuck? when a cow died, leaving a three-day-old calf an orphan, an Indian woman decided to raise the animal by breastfeeding it herself.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the only thing that the calf is licking.
Right. Chutai Bai, what the hell kind of name is that? Chutai Bai, who lives in Kilchu Village, Rajasthan, breastfeeds the calf, who is now more than a month and a half old. 3 or 4 times a day. Jesus
Christ. She must have no nipples left.
She must be a big chick.
After
her mother died, I held her in my arms and breastfed her. I nurtured her by feeding her my milk. She said, for me, there is no difference between a calf and an infant.
Wait. I don't know a lot about the biology lessons that I learned in school, but isn't it so that a female body only produces milk
after they have given birth for a period of time?
Hell no.
Hell no?
No, man, you produce milk. Squeeze your nipple, man, you'll see some goddamn milk come out of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We naturally produce milk. It's just after they have babies, you know what I'm saying, the shit picks up. You know, the titties develop and swells up with more milk.
Milk to feed a calf?
Yeah, well, then what the hell she would be goddamn producing?
Maybe she's one of those women that have a 10-kid family, and she just had 5 of them in the last 4 years.
At age 50, right. You wonder where all the milk came from. Yeah, I had to store it up. I had to take a couple of years off and store it up. I'm ready now. I'm ready.
Well, then again, how much milk do your breasts produce at age 50?
I really don't know. yeah. Heavenly Angel's not here to find out, so hey, I guess we'll have to keep that moving. In California, the body of doctor is found in a chimney flue. Guess you misdiagnosed the wrong person. The badly decomposed body of a woman found in a chimney flue has been identified as a local doctor, Dr. Jacqueline Cotterock, who had been missing after she went to the house of a man she had been dating. A woman at the house noticed a bad odor in the fireplace. All the evidence indicates Cotterock voluntarily went to the roof, removed the chimney cap, and slid down the flue feet first.
What? She voluntarily
went to the roof, removed the chimney cap, and slid down the flue feet first.
Yeah, I doubt that. My explanation would be she was drugged or something like that.
I would think either they're drunk or drugged would be the best answer.
Yeah, and I don't think that's voluntarily. Hey, yeah. You go up to the roof and jump down to the chimney. Okay.
Damn. Well, you're going to be mad at this one, man. You're going to be mad at this one. You're probably going to take a plane over to Bosnia and kick some ass. Because girl throws live puppies into a river.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go over there and kick her ass. A young woman has become the focus of death threats and hate messages after video of her throwing live puppies into a river was recently posted online. Her identity is unknown, but some have suggested she may be from Bosnia. The disturbing video shows the young blonde woman smiling as she picks several puppies out of a dirty bucket and viciously tosses them into a rapidly flowing river.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is fucked up. Right. Wow. Well, black folks is in the news. Didn't know that one, but that's cool. Former Black Caucus chairwoman gave your money to relatives. As if your fucking Bush and everybody else ain't already have done that. But yeah, let's blame it on the black people. Yeah. Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson, a longtime congresswoman from Texas, said she will return scholarship money she distributed to her relatives and those of a top aide from a Congressional Black Caucus Foundation program in violation of the group's rules. Johnson, an influential Democratic member of Congress and former Congressional Black Caucus chairwoman, said that she unknowingly violated nepotism rules when she gave two grandsons, two great-nephews, and her district directress's two children scholarship money. Yeah, you know, you can't do that, dumbass chick. and I'll leave it at that.
Was that the naughty news for today?
Yeah, man, I'll give you two more. How about that? And we're out. In Georgia, hungry soldier shot and killed a supervisor. This is why I save these to the last. A soldier was fasting to meet strict military weight guidelines and nearly catatonic when he shot and killed a supervisor who denied his vacation request, his attorney said. Attorney William Cassara said Army Reserve Sergeant Rashad Valmont was dehydrated, exhausted, and delirious when he burst into Master Sergeant Pedro Mercado's office in nearby Fort Gillam and shot him 6 times.
Well, you shouldn't be giving starving people a gun. That's a bad idea.
But if you were so hungry, why in the hell would you go
eat something?
And why? How would you have the energy to go and shoot a motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe he took a few candy bars before he actually did it. Oh, screw this.
Yeah, yeah. And the last one, people, to get us on up out of here on this wonderful day of Weed's Day Wednesday. San Quentin State Prison. Death row inmate wins ruling, then hangs himself.
Alrighty.
A 70-year-old inmate who was sentenced to death in 1989 for murdering a woman after breaking into her home in Calaveras County hanged himself in his cell at San Quentin State Prison over the weekend, less than a week after a judge commuted his sentence to life without parole because of mental retardation.
Right. Mental retardation? I guess that point was proven.
Hey, you know? And that will do it for United News of the Day, people. All your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news that you're only going to goddamn get from there, and that's the nutty news. And I want to give special thanks to everybody who showed up today, man, on this horrific day that almost went fucking bad, thanks to Blog Talk. We'll fuck up your show radio. But as we have proven, we shall overcome. Yeah, all that good shit. And much love to Heavenly Angel, Mr. Sayonai, from the Neverland.
You thank know you, thank you.
Coming through, hanging out, and providing the pertinent info that was needed for this show.
Not really info. I wasn't right in a good mood, so I was fooling around the entire show, but yeah.
Let the truth be
it
told now.
It was the
week
day,
yeah.
One day. That doesn't matter. Come back tomorrow, people, for the next show.
That's real, man. And if you catch this in the archives, please go to www.helpeachother.us and just click on any one of those links, people. Click on Who is Running America. Click on every kind of link on there, man. It's all kind of links.
Helpeachother.us?
Huh?
U.S.?
Yeah, helpeachother.us. And, man, there's so much info on there, man. You'd be like, God damn, the United States is fucked up. Why do I really want to come there? Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
But, hey, man, you know, the world is a beautiful place. You know what I'm saying? As long as you remember that, you can go any motherfucking well. You know? That's what I believe in. And until tomorrow, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in tomorrow for Thursday's Throwdown. And we're going to be getting into whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's the Thursday Throwdown right here live on Record of Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Pride.
Have a great day.
On and off the Internet.
And see you all tomorrow.
But weed that. And I mean but weed that. Oh, did I say weed? And we're out. Peace.